Hallelujah, for the Lord my God, the omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We exalt and appreciate you. I give you the glory. You are the covenant keeping God. I say thank you. I bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praises will continually be in my mouth. I bless the Lord at all times because he is the reason I am living. He is my light and my salvation. I bless you because you are good, you are kind. I bless you because you are my shield and my buckler. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. I bless your holy name because I cried to you and you answered me. You are the one I cry to on a daily basis and you give answers to my cry. I exalt and appreciate you. You heard all my cries and you delivered me. And I know, I have this consciousness that you will continue to deliver me anytime I call you. I bless and appreciate you because you are my defender. You are my helper. I am awake today because when I lay down to sleep, you woke me up. You kept me in your mercies. You kept me in your grace to see the light of another new day. I exalt and appreciate you because you are the one that has sustained me and you will continue to sustain me. I am grateful and I grow in this confidence because you have my back at all times. I am covered at all times. I bless and appreciate you. I bless your holy name because you are good. I bless you because you are the shepherd of my life. I bring my sacrifices of praise to you. I say thank you for all. And I thank you because of who you are in my life. I thank you because you open my eyes to know the power and the greatness in you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Today is the 23rd day in the month of May 2026 and God's grace has kept us. It has not been by works of righteousness, but the mercy of God says no. The mercy of God has kept us thus far and we are grateful for that. I want us to make these words of declarations with me. I have Jesus, the Son of God. I will not fear. I will not murmur. I will not be down in the name of Jesus Christ. I am not sitting in the seat of depression in the name of Jesus Christ. I am seated with my Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. He lifts me up. He puts my feet on the solid rock in the name of Jesus Christ. My strength is renewed. Today in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be moved in Jesus' name. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. He keeps me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. My journey is secured in his grace in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord opens the way for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God settles every scores on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord before me, beside me, inside me, and beside me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am saved by grace. I will continually enjoy the grace of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Today lines falls for me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus Christ. Today the heavens open upon me in the name of Jesus. Today I experience help. Today every promises that God has said concerning me, I begin to receive the physical manifestations of them in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord send help for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not experience emptiness in the name of Jesus Christ. I am filled and strengthened with the power of the Holy Ghost from within me in the name of Jesus Christ. My day is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak peace to my day. I speak grace to my day. I speak strength to my day in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I welcome you today into another episode of Waiting on the Lord. You all know what it feels like to stand in the place of waiting. Waiting for an answer, breakthrough, or waiting for God to move and change a situation for better. During the space of waiting, fear often comes, like we discussed yesterday. It comes without being invited. It comes without knocking the door. It comes with its fears. It comes with its whispers. It comes with the whispers of what, how, and it uses it to affect us. It whispers words like this sometimes. What if this doesn't come to pass? What if it doesn't come true? What if it doesn't happen? What if I am forgotten or forsaken? What if I run out of time? What if I am able to figure it out? It comes with a lot of what to destabilize us. It comes with different versions of what and how to keep us trembling and to keep us in the place of fear, to hold us down with the shackles of fear. But I want us to know something, that the Bible says he has not called us to be ruled by the spirit of fear in the place of waiting. He has called us in the place of prayer to a higher calling. And that higher calling is trust. We are to come to him to trust. We are to come to wait in trust, not come to wait in fear. Trust is the antidote to fear. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But those who wait upon the Lord will get strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind." This is Message translation. When we wait upon the Lord, he gives us strength, and when we get strengthened, we don't lag behind. These verses, those who trust in the Lord, not those who rush ahead. He did not say those who figure things out themselves. He said those who wait. So if we are called to wait, it means we should be patient in his presence by trusting. We should not try to help ourselves. We should not try to rush ahead of God. Waiting is the act of trust. We wait on the Lord because we trust him. You don't wait on someone you don't trust. So we wait on the Lord because we trust him. It is saying that, God, I believe you. I believe you see what I can't see. I believe you know the timing better than I do. So I trust to wait on you. As we move from fear to trust, God is telling us that he doesn't want partial trust. Partial trust is not trust. It is still fear. He wants us to totally trust in him. God is not a gambler. He doesn't want us to be a gambler either. And he doesn't want us to be like one. He wants us to be like him. Today, God is saying, I want your total trust. A verse says in the Bible, "My son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways." That is Proverbs 23 verse 26. Let your eyes observe my way. Give me your heart. Put your total trust in me. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." These verses tells us to put our trust in God, not to put our trust in man. We should acknowledge God in all we do by trusting him, by saying, "Lord, I trust you. I choose to follow you. I choose not to follow my strengths." God will help us as we make the decision to trust him in Jesus' name. As we dive further from fear to trust, I want us to know that surrendering totally is the option, is what we can enjoy. Let's be sure, in the place of waiting, we get strengthened. In the place of waiting, we get strengthened, our faith is built, our character is changed, and we get prepared for the next phase of our life. Because every phase of waiting is a door to a greater height, is a door to another phase. So when we don't complete this phase, getting the power, laying hold of the door to go to the next phase, as in exiting from one phase to another, becomes difficult. So we need to wait so that all this can become better, so that we can be prepared right for the next phase, so that we'll not get to the next phase and start fumbling. I want us to know that faith is trust. When you are trusting God, you are saying, "God, I have faith in you. I believe in you." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have not seen it. It is not even looking real. It is not even looking as if it's going to come to pass. But you trust God, and that is faith. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the spirit of love, sound mind. Fear is a trap of the devil. It is like a shackle that holds somebody down, prevents one from moving forward. It keeps a person in the place of stagnation, and it restricts growth. Fear is a restriction of growth. Fear is a restriction from going to the next phase. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the spirit of sound mind, faith, and total trust in him. I want us to know that faith and trust in God outweigh fear. Because we have been graced. He has given us that grace. The grace has been released unto us. That is why he has given us that power. The power to be able to trust in him. To have faith in him. Because faith and trust is graced with his presence. I want us to know that trust carries grace. It is freely given to us. Trust carries the embodiment of power. It embodies love and sound mind. It makes us stable in the presence of God. We don't waver and shake everywhere. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear. When we know and have this consciousness of God's love, fear loses its grip. When we trust God, when we have faith in God, our consciousness in God increases and fear disappears. Bible says, and the light shines in darkness and darkness could not comprehend it. When we have the light of God in us, when our eyes is open to the light of God, we totally trust Him and darkness despair. Darkness cannot stay where light is. Goes, it vanishes. So where there is love, where there is faith and total trust in God, fear loses its grip. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 says, don't fret nor worry. Instead, pray and commit everything into His hands. Be sure, be rested in God. Give yourself rest in God. Give yourself the security that God, enjoy the security that God has given to you. He said, everything I have committed into His hands. It verse says that He will keep all that I have committed into His hands. Since you have that trust that you will keep everything you've committed into His hands, you don't need to be scared. You don't need to be afraid. I want us to make this prayer, Lord, I put my trust in You. Please take my fears and worries away. Exchange it with Your peace. Exchange it with Your presence. Exchange it with Your peace that Your presence carry. Open my eyes to the consciousness of Your love and help me to rest in You. Lord, as I wait on You, my mind is transformed. I walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus Christ. And I lay hold of everything that God has said concerning me in Jesus' name. Because of time and space, I'll be rounding off with these words. Put all your cares on Jesus. Put all your worries on Him, no matter what your case may be. Put your total trust in God. Put your trust in God because He is the Word from the beginning. Staying firm and trusting God is a Zoe kind of life. It is living the supernatural life in the natural. Anyone that lives a natural life cannot live the life of God. But anyone that lives the life of God, the kind of life of God, is a Zoe kind of life. And is living the life of the supernatural. And that is trusting God for everything. I want us to know that fears will come. Trusting God does not dispel fear, does not dispel dangers. It makes us to be calm in the presence of the Lord. I want us to know that Jesus is the only name we can trust. Jesus is the name that has been given to us, the power that is above every other name. A songwriter says, what a beautiful name it is, and it is indeed a beautiful name. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ our King. Nothing can be compared to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is all we need to trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. For there is no other way to receive victory. For there is no other way to stay strengthened in the peace of God. The only way out is to trust in Jesus. As we go this weekend, the Lord will help us. He will help us to trust in Him for every detail of our lives in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. I want to use this medium to remind us of our program that is coming up next week, Thursday on the 28th of May, in our place of fellowship at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside Open University. And Open University is behind Tafu Areda at Ijokodo Junction along Songwe Eleyele Road. We'll be expecting you. You can write this data to remind you. Put it in your reminder to remind you as we come together at the feet of the Lord. The Lord strengthens us in the place of waiting. He gives answers to our cry and He makes us stand tall in Him in the name of Jesus Christ. We use this medium to pray for Nigeria. The Lord, as we wait on You, pray that help will come for us. We receive Your help in the name of Jesus Christ and victory will be our portion in Jesus' name. Let's not forget that the kingdom of God is at hand. The coming of the Lord is at hand. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but it's of God that shows mercy. We will enjoy the mercy of God. We will walk in the mercy of God. We will triumph to eternal rest in the mercy of God. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.